Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Well, we're going to be on the air twice today, 2 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and also again at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The show will be about Ms. Carla Mills Tatum of the Mills Connection. So listeners, you're in for a treat. Ms. Carla Mills Tatum has the television show, the Mills Connection show.
Carla Mills. It's just Carla Mills.
Ms. Carla Mills. Okay, hi, how are you?
Well, hey, how are you?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to have you on my show.
All right. I'm so glad that you invited me to come to your show, so thank you.
Okay. All right. Yes. I was telling my listeners that we were going to air twice. They at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, again at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Right.
Okay. All right. So you'll be on twice today.
Good.
It is more than a pleasure to have you on my show.
I'm excited to be on your show. I think you're a wonderful, wonderful person, and I really like you, and I love and respect your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That really makes me feel good. Have you listened to the show before?
I've listened to your show once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anytime I see a young female, you know, the most important thing about this life is that we're trying. And anyone that's trying, I just have the ultimate respect for. Because life is hard, you know? It's real hard.
Life is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to lie. Life is hard, but
life
God blesses too.
That's right.
I guess we all have to go through things.
Yeah, and we have to keep trying, and we have to keep trying. And, you know, and it's something that I didn't understand when I was younger. You know, only the strong survive, but that's real talk. Do survive, and you know, people are having hard times, and you know, you just look around and you see what's going on in the world, and you just kind of try your best to stay positive and just to keep and just not give up. So I respect anybody that's just trying.
Thank you very much for that's really appreciated. Your kind words are appreciated, and they're inspirational words too.
Thanks.
Now let's talk about you, Ms. Carla.
Okay.
Carla Mills.
All right.
What inspired the television show, The Mills Connection Show? The second part of the question is, what made you want to do a television show, be the host of a television show? What inspired it?
I'm going to be honest with you, nothing. I went to college. I went to Clark College, got a degree in business administration, and, you know, I'm an only child. So I was raised by, you know, older parents, and, you know, my dad was more of a male chauvinist, and, you know, he believed that women should, you know, be in the kitchen cooking and having kids. Now, I love my dad to death. I love my mother, but, you know, just with, you know, with that thought, I really didn't think that I could do anything except, you know, go to school, get a career, and get a husband. That was, you know, all I thought. And, you know, that's why I know that everything I do is touched by God, because I was at the gym one day, and I was just working out. And, you know, one thing you know about me is I truly love people. I don't, you know, when I'm at work and I work at a law firm, you know, I don't care if it's the janitor, I don't care if it's the maid, I don't care if it's the person that's pouring a cup of coffee. I treat everybody the same. And anybody that knows me knows that I just like people. So I'm in the gym, and this guy said to me, he said, you know, I've been watching you. He said, every time I see you, you are just one of the nicest ladies. And he said, you have a great voice and a great personality. So why don't you do a TV show? And I told him, I said, I just never thought about it. You know, I've been working in the, you know, in my job for about 10 years at this point. And, you know, I was happy. I, you know, at that time I was married and I had 2 kids. And, you know, I thought I was living a pretty decent life. And, you know, that's when my blessing came. You know, he told me that he did a show at People TV, which is a local Atlanta community access show. And he said, well, you know, one day, why don't you just come down and check out my show? So my son was, I think, playing. He was doing something. Me and my daughter were just chilling, and my ex-husband was, you know, he was, you know, I think he was out of town. So my daughter and I, you know, after I left the gym, which I work out a lot, we just went down to People TV just to see what he was talking about and to make sure that, you know, he was just telling the truth, and it wasn't really far from where we were anyway. So we went to People TV, and I walked in, and I was like, oh, my God, it's a TV show, and he produced it, but no one was there. So when I walked in, he said, thank you for coming, but my host didn't show up. And he said, I don't have anybody here. He said, can you do the show? And I'm like, can I do the show? I've never done a TV show. The only thing that I had working for me is that, you know, I'm not a shy person. So, you know, you put me in front of people, and in college I took public speaking. So I really don't have a problem talking to people. So I told him real quick, well, what kind of show do you do? And he said, well, my community show is called Book Talk. And matter of fact, it still comes on Community Access Television. And he said, my goal is to help, you know, minorities just to get into reading. And so he said, I have a box over here. He said, all I need you to do is look in the box, maybe pick out 2 to 3 books that you know about, and, you know, just talk about them. So, you know, that's where, you know, I wasn't worried. I looked in the box, and it was about 18 books. And out of the 18 books, it was about 9 of them that I had read and I was very, very comfortable with. So I picked up 4 of the books, got on set, you know, lights, camera, and boom, I just started talking about the books. And, you know, once the camera hit and the lighting, I just felt a peace that I had never felt before. So, you know, I did the show, and he was like, oh, my God, the best show I have ever had. So I was like, thank you so much. The next day, I think I went down there and just tried to help him out, because I realized that this guy was, he had a great show, but, you know, you never can depend on just one person. If that person didn't show up, I mean, what if I didn't come? So I just try to help him to get more, you know, get more he needed more organizational skills. So, you know, after work the next day, I just, you know, came down and helped him out just to do whatever I can, which I feel that that's something that we're all supposed to do, is we're supposed to help each other. So then, I mean, I did it again. I loved it. I felt good about it. And then I went to the following day was Monday. I went to People TV and realized, darn, I need to do this. So I took a producer's class and an editing class, and I took a camera class. I took all these classes because it was inexpensive to learn how to do my own show. And honestly, that's how the Mills Connection Show was born.
Okay, the Mills Connection Show. Yes, I know you have a very good show, so,
thanks.
You know, and you are doing great things in Atlanta, Georgia, and other places, too, of course, you know.
Yeah, but
and
you know what happened?
One day to see you syndicated,
yeah,
if you're not already.
But you know what happened, though? I had to get to a point in life to know that it wasn't about me. And we all, there's, you know, the Mills Connection Show, my purpose is to educate, empower, and to enlighten. So I don't, you know, I look at TV, and I mean, I love Oprah, because like I said, I don't really have any training in this. So I just watch other talk shows, really like Oprah, because I love her message. And the most important thing that I realize is the show is not about me. It's really the only focus that I live for is helping others.
Okay, helping others. And you're also doing something you love to do.
Yes.
So you're double blessed.
Yes.
You're double blessed. You're in a field of work that you enjoy, and you also get to make a living at it. So that's wonderful.
Well, I'm not making a living yet. I'm still at the law firm. So, you know how they always tell you if you do what you love, you'll do it for free? No, I'm still at the point that I'm doing it for free. So I haven't made a dime. You know, I'm still need sponsors. You know, if people want to go to the MillsConnectionShow.org, and, you know, we do have a sponsorship page. But, no, I'm looking for sponsors every day. But I'm still at the law firm. I'm still, you know, I'm still working every day just trying to maintain.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now my listeners and I both understand what inspired the television show, the Mills Connection Show. Now,
mm-hmm.
we talked about the show and everything. And what I'd like to know next, do you act also?
Well, that's another blessing God has thrown my way. WT Studios, they do a lot of plays pretty much in Georgia, and they emailed me, I guess about 2 months ago, and they're putting on a production called Five Reasons Why a Man Won't Marry You, and they asked me if I would, you know, play myself. So, of course, you know, I was afraid a little bit because, you know, you have to step out the box. I've never acted or anything, but, you know, how God has blessed me is that my role in the play is Carla Mills. So I'm playing myself, and, you know, I'm just doing a show, and the show is going to be awesome. So all I can say is I hope it's coming out. It's going to be in Atlanta at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center on February 14th at 6 p.m.
Okay. All right. Okay. That is wonderful. So you're acting now.
Yes, I'm doing it.
That is wonderful. You in the theater. Is this your first one?
It'll be my first one.
Have you ever been in any films?
No, I haven't. But, you know, I don't turn anything down but my collar. So whatever people come at me with, all I can do is try.
All you can do is try. And you have such a positive, beautiful personality. And when you talk to me, I could tell that you're a people person and that you don't make enemies easily. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, that's what they tell. Yeah.
And you come across as a very warm person, a person who cares about people, like you were saying.
I do.
It's in your voice and in your personality so far. Now, again, what's the name of your current play? You say it's at the Porter Sanford.
Porter Sanford. It's on Valentine's Day. So the tickets are my Facebook page. My first Facebook page, Carla Marie Mills. I have over 5,000 friends. Well, I have a second page. It's called Carla Mills. And all the information on the play is definitely posted, and it's called Five Reasons a Man Won't Marry You. So it's a great show. I hope everybody comes out. It's not expensive. It's $40 or $45, and it includes a 5-course meal, and it also includes the play. So that's an awesome date. And even if you're not in a relationship, because I'm all the way single, you know, you can come with one of your girlfriends, you know, come, you know, my kids will, of course, be there supporting me. So it's going to be a wonderful thing.
Okay. All right.
And it's a husband and wife Christian couple that are putting it together. So, to me, it's all about supporting one another.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
So, this is your first time becoming an actress. Do you sing? Do you sing?
No, I don't. That's one thing I don't do. Usually when I start singing, people say, girl, you need to stop. So, no. No.
That's about like me. now, I noticed you said you didn't have any training professionally, but you cannot tell that by the awards that you have won in Atlanta.
Yes, in New York also. That's a blessing.
In New York too?
Yeah, well, I won a Black Street Award. That's a company out of New York, and what they do is they go throughout the world, and they find Black people that are doing things that people don't know about, and that's me, you know, because, you know, I do a television show here in Atlanta. My show comes on at 8 o'clock, Channel 24, on Saturdays at People TV, but starting in the end of January, I'll be filming out of Comcast. So I do a television show, and I guess somebody happened to see the show, and matter of fact, the show was, I had a woman that was almost 30 years old that's still a virgin, and they saw that show, and, you know, and it touched a lot of people, so, you know, they came and gave me an award for that show, which, well, not gave me an award, but they told me that, you know, it was a contest, so people had to vote for me, and I had to fly out to New York, and of course, you know, I did a little speech, so it was like the kind of a Grammy show that people don't know about. It was in a beautiful, beautiful 4-star hotel, and it was really awesome. And then this year, you know, there's Who's Who in Black America, and I still don't know how they found me. So, you know, I got an award from them. You know, if you check out the 14th edition, I'm in that under Carla Mills. And then last but not least, I'm trying to think, Trendsetter Magazine, which is really all over the world. I'm in the November, December issue, and I'm on page channel four. No, yeah, I'm on page four. So all I can say is God is doing good things, and he's doing big things.
Yes, he is, and you are going to go. You are going to go even further. And I hope you get your syndication one day, and that is seen all over the world.
I appreciate that.
But it's
we're going to have to go.
Yeah. Go
ahead. I'm just saying it's not. I just realized that it's not about me. You know, I do want to be syndicated, but the most important thing I want to do is to help people that people don't see. You know, there's a. But do you have to take a commercial or something?
Yes, I do. All right. Thank you for that.
Okay.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Listeners, I'd also like to encourage you to go pick up a copy of Urban Spice magazine. The magazine is a very good one that's out now. Urban Spice magazine, the owners are Reginald Lewis and Sherelle Wicker, and I have an article in there, an article and an advertisement in there. And I encourage you to go out and buy Urban Spice magazine and the Conglomerate magazine. We have some more commercials.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, book accommodations, event sites, papers, floors, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Down to business. So you're having that company function or business function and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, welcome back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have today our guest is Carla Mills of the Mills Connection Show. Ms. Mills, we had to take a break there. I had to get some bills paid, but keep the show going.
I understand. But what I was saying, I guess, before you went on your break is, you know, it's not about me, and it's, you know, even if I never make it, that's not really the purpose of what it is that I stand for. There's just a lot of things that are near and dear to my heart that I want to, you know, talk about, you know, when people do start recognizing who I am. And the first thing is this child support system. You know, I just really believe that, you know, black men are really getting the short end of the stick. And I know it's not a matter of color, but, you know, I work at a law firm. So it's just that I see so many things that just really, really upset me about what's going on with politics. You know, just looking at the whole Barack Obama and, you know, Mitt Romney, the election. I mean, it's so many things that are just against us right now that a lot of times, you know, truth is right in front of you, and we just got to be a little bit smarter. So, and homelessness. I mean, there's so much money in the world. I mean, there's so many rich people, but it seems like the poor people are getting even poorer, but the priorities are just getting crazy. So, you know, I just pray to God that I'm able to change the minds. You know, everybody's kids got $200 tennis shoes, but everybody don't have a laptop in their house. And, you know, it's just a lot of things like that that, you know, honestly just really sadden me. So I just, you know, just want to make some changes. And, you know, I hope that before I die, you know, in life, you know, we all have to do something to help our community. So those are just some of the things that really touch me, and I just want to see improvement.
Yes, I understand what you're saying about you're speaking of the black community, majority.
Yes.
What you're speaking of is the black community, the African-American community.
Yes.
I'm going to say this, and you might not like what I say, but I'm going to say it. Racism is still here.
Yes.
I mean, it's still here. Black people have not come as far as they think they have when it comes to the legal system.
Yeah.
Getting fair treatment, medical care, and the legal system. They have not come as far as they could because of discrimination and racism.
Yeah. And a lot of it's between ourselves. You know,
we hate each other.
Yeah, that's the majority of it. And that's what I mean when I say I really need to change the minds. Go ahead.
Yes, that's another thing. I don't know why, but black people, some black people, not all black people listeners, some black people do seem to hate each other.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know why it's that way. I don't know why it's that way either.
So it's just, and I can't blame our people. A lot of us, you know, we just don't know any better. But, you know, I just want to see us really, you know, just more try to help each other. I was looking at Facebook. You know, I'm always on Facebook, and I look at what different women write, and this lady, of course, I'm not going to say her name because I never, ever want to disrespect anyone, but this woman said, I guess about 2 weeks ago, you know, I don't have any friends that wear weave. She says, so I'm really not into that. Like, if you wear a weave, if you wear colored contacts, you know, if you wear a fake nail, she said, I don't want to have any women friends like that. And I'll tell anybody, I wear weave, you know, and I'm not ashamed of it. I say in life, whatever you choose to do to make yourself look a little better, then go for it. And, you know, also a lot of times black women, especially black women like myself, I go to the gym, I work out real hard, and I work in a corporate America. So I can't go to work with an afro. And if I go to the gym as much as I go to work and sweat like I go to work, you know, like I sweat, and, you know, I mean, I would, and I'm not knocking an afro. I think an afro is great, but for right now, going to the kind of job that I have in corporate America, I got to fit in. Now, there's a lot of things that we can do to change that, but for right now, I have a certain, you know, status and a certain way that I have to look just to go to work. So it's stuff like that. That's the judging that, like I said, we just have to stop judging, and it doesn't matter how we look, or even when Gabrielle, you know, the girl that, you know, won with the medal with the gymnastics, you know, folks were worrying about her hair. It didn't look good. I mean, the girl was working out every day. She was sweating. So how do you expect your hair to look? So, you know, we just got to start loving each other, and I just don't know what happens to that. And, you know, if we see somebody and they look good, whether it's they, you know, you like the shoes, you like their hair, whatever, why can't you just give her a compliment and just keep it moving? Or if you don't like how she looks, then don't say anything. But it's like the old saying my grandma used to always say, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all.
Yes, and I think women have taken a hard hit when it comes to wearing weave or I think that women have really been hit hard with that, and wrongfully. Because to me, if a woman can improve herself and make herself look better, what is wrong with that?
Yeah, what is wrong with it? And I agree. And it's her choice. It's her. You know, if that's what she wants to do, it's her business. If you don't like it, if you're a man and you prefer not to date women with weave, then just don't. But what's to talk about? You know, even if you're another woman, you say, "Oh, I don't like the fake stuff." That's your priority. But why we have to talk about it? And that's all I'm saying. We have to treat each other a little bit nicer.
Yes, and it's called low grading.
Yes.
That's what it's called. It's called low grading each other.
Yes.
Low grading and reducing each other's self-esteem.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Versus if you look at all races and if you really understand what goes on in the TV world, I mean, you know, we look at other races, but guess what? They wear weave too. It's no different. They wear colored contacts. I mean, you know, when you're on TV, you do whatever you got to do because that's how they make their money, by looking good. So it's like, you know, we just need to understand that if something looks good, just learn to say, you know what, wow, just give a compliment. Let's just spread love. And that's, like I said, that's what the Mills Connection is all about. But is it okay if I let your listeners know how they can contact me?
Yes, it is. It's fine.
All right, well, my website, again, is millsconnectionshow.org. You'll find out some information and stuff about me. If you go to YouTube and just go to the Mills Connection Show channel, I'm there. Like I said, on my website, you can donate. There is a sponsorship show page. If you can't donate, then, you know, we'll take 50 cents, we'll take a dollar. It doesn't matter. It's all money. And on Facebook, I'm Carla Mills. Instagram, it's Carla Mills or at Mills Connection. So, you know, you'll find me either way. On Twitter, Mills Connection. So pretty much if you type in Mills Connection or Carla Mills, you'll find me.
So now that you're talking about your business and everything, I'd like to ask you this. Who has been your most memorable guest on the Mills Connection show?
Judge Asha Jackson. She's a 37-year-old, and I guess I hope that I have a minute to tell this story, but, you know, my daughter's 15, and, you know, I was out with the kids because, you know, I love the kids, and we're out with my daughter and a couple of her girlfriends, and, you know, I was just talking to them. You know, I try not to give them a hard time, but, you know, include my daughter, but, hey, you know, what do you want to be? You're 15 years old. You guys are in high school. What do you want to do with your life? And one of my daughter's friends said, I don't know, I think when I graduate high school, I want to get married and family, you know, and that kind of pissed me off, but I didn't say anything. And then one of my other girlfriends, my daughter's girlfriend said, you know, I just want to do something easy. And then even my own daughter said the same thing. She said, I'm really not sure. I want to make a lot of money, but I just want quick money. And it really kind of, you know, I didn't say anything. I listened because one thing you don't do is put children down. But when I went home, I kind of cried because I was thinking, God, I'm out here hustling. You know, I'm in rehearsal for a play. I'm working a full-time job every day. I'm doing the next show. I mean, honestly, I have 3 or 4 jobs. I'm working hard every day just to make ends meet. And, it just hurts. You know, you hear your own child and then the kids around her think, you know, I just want to do something quick and easy. So it really kind of hurt me. So I started just looking out at the people that I know, and I'm really blessed to have some really good friends that, you know, that are around my age and that are doing big things, and they're the ones that motivate me. But Asha is 37 years old. She's a Black Superior Court judge out of DeKalb County, and she was appointed by in Georgia Governor Nathan Deal, and that's a big thing. And like I said, to be 37 years old to be a judge, so you know she got serious paper. But she loves her community. She loves children. I mean, she does anything and everything she can for the youth of today. So I said to myself, I need to get a woman who really got it going on, and a man. You know, I also got Professor Devin Robinson, who's a professor at Oglethorpe University. So I got, you know, two young people. They're both in their 30s. They just really got it going on. And, you know, the kids came to the show, and it just changed everything about them. So it just made me realize that, you know, that's why I said with my show, I don't care about the celebrities. We're trying to show the people of today, folks that really are doing right. You know what I'm saying? They're really doing right.
Really are doing right.
And that's, that people don't talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but let's talk a little bit more about the awards. When you were recognized in the award, the Black Street Award and the Who's Who in Black Atlanta, was that a surprise to you? Were both of them a surprise? I mean,
when they told me I was nominated, that was a surprise because, like I said, it's
magazine. That's what I'm saying. When you found out you were nominated for these awards, was it a surprise when you won?
It was a surprise because it was kind of like a competition to the point that, you know, people had to vote for you. And I was thinking, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not really that popular. My show hasn't made it yet. So a lot of people really don't know who I am, you know, or the Mills Connection show is because, like I said, I'm not syndicated. So it blew me away. I was like, wow. And it just showed me that, you know, I'm not like a religious fanatic, but it just showed me that it doesn't matter what other people think. It was kind of like a God telling me that, you know what, you're on the right track, you're doing the right thing. So that's just how I felt.
Yes, you are. I have to ask you this because it's the question I ask most of my guests. Where do you see yourself and your company 5 years from now?
I pray that I am on ABC, where Oprah was, because no one has kind of taken over that 4 o'clock spot. So I really pray that, you know, that I have a platform, you know, a platform that people are listening to.
Okay. So you admire Miss Oprah Winfrey. I think everybody does.
I do. And Katie Keurig. I mean, there's a lot of people that are doing good things. Yeah, I admire Jay-Z. I admire Beyonce. There's a lot of people that I admire. I admire Beyonce. You know, I think she's a great entertainer and a great singer, but what really made me really like her a lot more is when the election, you know, with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, and, you know, I don't know if people know, but Beyonce had signed on to do a movie with Clint Eastwood called A Star Is Born. And, you know, that was a movie back in the day. And after Clint Eastwood disrespected Barack Obama with that, you know, with that empty chair, it's like the next couple of days, Beyonce made a public announcement and said that she wasn't doing no movie with him. And, you know, and it gave me a lot of respect because, yes, he's rich. She's a multimillionaire, but, you know, a lot of folks would have looked at the money and said, Clint Eastwood, you know, that man, he got power. I mean, come on, he's been in a celebrity for about, like, 60 years. So
she took a stand. She took a stand for something, but she felt was right.
Yes, and I respect that. I respect anybody that's, you know, like I look at a lot of these reality shows, and I get upset because, you know, like when I do my show, people, I have a big audience, and people always say, wow, Carla, you know, you got a great show, but... You know, then they'll make comments on YouTube and stuff and say, you know, hey, if you would just show your figure or show your boobs or something, maybe you get on another level. And stuff like that bothers me because, you know, I'm a lady first and I'm a mother, so I'm not going to go out there and just do stuff like that because that's not how I want to make it in this life. And I get upset sometimes that, you know, reality, you know, we get on TV looking like buffoons and, you know, when these folks are making serious money, then you have someone like me who's, you know, just trying to help, you know, and nobody pays it any mind. So stuff like that bothers me.
You are a mother who cares about your self-image. And you're a mother, you're a woman, and you're a career woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I understand what you're saying, that you care about what your children see.
Yes.
Their mother is.
Yes.
Yes, so I understand that about the dress, the way of dressing.
And I'm also celibate. I tell people the truth. I also lead a celibate life. Since I got divorced, I lead a celibate life.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I'm proud of it, and people who know me know it's no secret. I mean, I've had a lot of skeptics say, well, hey, you've already been married, you've had kids, and, you know, there's so much out here. There's AIDS, there's so many things out there that, you know, all I can say is that I'm not looking to get married anytime soon, but I'm just selective. I'm not, you know, like I said, I have a 15-year-old daughter. I just don't choose to have men running up my house trying to get, you know, trying to have sex with me because, you know, I'm telling my daughter to stay abstinent, so why would I... You know, why would I do something? You know, she sees me, so I have to lead by example.
Okay, we're going to take another break, Ms. Mills.
Okay.
Okay, listeners, we'll be right back. Got to pay some bills.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. And decline to provide world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Ringweavers. At-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climate@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, we have with us this afternoon Ms. Carla Mills. Ms. Mills, we had to go to break there. My next question for you is going to be, how do you feel about First Lady of the United States, Ms. Michelle Obama?
I love her. I think she is the total. I just think Barack Obama, he couldn't have done any better. You know, they make marriage, that's the kind of marriage I think we all should strive for, you know, a matter of people that help one another out. I think she makes him look better, and I think he makes her look better. I think the kids, I think everything about them is just something that's just awesome, and I applaud them.
I know on my Facebook page there's a gentleman, I believe he's from Africa, he's always posting pictures of, you know, the president, and I asked him, is he a photographer, because I've never seen those pictures before in any magazine. If you look at my Facebook page, Show Talk with Angela Butler, I have two or three Facebook pages. So if you look, you'll see all these pictures of President Barack Obama and his wife, and the man has these pictures, and I don't know where he's getting them. I asked him, was he a photographer?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at my page, it's made, you see the, where he's posted the pictures on my page, you can see him looking to the eyes of First Lady Michelle Obama, President Barack Obama, and it's so beautiful. It's obvious that they're still in love.
That's so obvious. Yeah, it's real obvious. You can't fake love. One thing about love is that you can definitely tell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you admire the First Lady. All right. What parting words would you like to leave with the listener? Would you like to give them the time and dates of your show so they can go back and so they can tune into your television show?
Well, remember I told you my new season doesn't start until the end of January, early February, so I don't have that yet. And,
okay.
You know, But the play, you know, like I said, it's February 14th at 6 o'clock at the, what is it, the Porter Arts Performing Arts Center in Decatur. So everything is listed on my Facebook page. If, you know, if they just want to look under Facebook, Carla Mills, everything is definitely listed.
Okay. All right.
And my email, I don't know if I told everybody, it's MillsConnection@Yahoo. So if anybody has an idea for a story, to come on the Mills Connection show, there is a $200 fee. And, you know, if you ever come to be a part of an audience, you know that I have a lot of students that work with me. And, of course, you know, nothing is free. So I have to, you know, I pay people. So that's why we charge a fee, because I try to feed my team after each show. But, you know, Mills Connection at Yahoo, email me your story, and I'd love to have you.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing in Atlanta, Georgia. I look forward to hearing more of what you're doing and seeing more of your show and really seeing you branch out. And I admire you.
Thank you.
I admire you because it would be nice to have my own TV show one day, you know, but I don't have that. But, you know.
Don't say you don't have it. You don't have it yet. But if it's,
no, I don't have it yet.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be nice, though.
Okay.
But I thank you, Ms. Carla Mills, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to the new season of your show at the end of January, because Show Talk with Angela Butler had took a siesta, took a small break, about 6 weeks, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right.
So is there anything else you'd like to say? We have three minutes left.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for, you know, calling me and giving me the opportunity to be on your great show. And I'm also very proud of you. And to people that are listening, no matter what's going on in life, keep your head up. It is going to get better. Just keep your head up. No matter what, keep your head up.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Miller. Thank you for telling me that you were proud of me. That means a lot.
All right. And you keep it. Don't forget the show. You keep in touch with me. You have my number. If you ever need to talk or anything, I'm always here for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much.
God bless. All right.
God bless you, too.
Thanks.
All right, listeners. We've had with us this afternoon Carla Mills of the Carla Mills Connection. She says her season starts at the end of January, and I believe she said it would be on Comcast in Atlanta, Georgia. So, don't forget to tune in to watch her and her show because it's a very good show. She's been awarded, not nominated, but awarded two awards, the Black Street Award, Who's Who in Black Atlanta. And you're in for a great treat when you watch the show. You're also going to learn something by watching her show. Also, Show Talk with Angela Butler is still on the air. Like I was telling Ms. Carla Mills, I had took a break for a while, but I'm back on the air, and everybody needs a break. I've been on for almost 2 years under another show on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm just glad to be back on the air, and I appreciate all the people who listen to the show. It means a lot to me. And I also encourage you to check out Urban Spice Magazine. Urban Spice Magazine, the owners are Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker. They are the CEOs. It's a great magazine, and I write for them. I have an article in there about diabetes. Another magazine will be coming out at the end of January, I believe. That's what Reginald Lewis told me. So pick up a copy of Urban Spice Magazine and cater to some of the businesses that I have named. Cater to them and let them know that Show Talk with Angela Butler sent you because, you know, this self-employment isn't easy. And, you know, people have to survive off not donations necessarily, but advertisers and things like that. So cater to some of the businesses and help support the community and these businesses because they'll be able to reach back and hire more people and things like that to small businesses. All right, I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to coming back on the air again, and this show air again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to the show. Have a good night. Good afternoon.